get drunk.
Oh, Dylan, did you see the Marco Polo I sent you at 5:20 in the morning?
I did see that Marco Polo. I have to say, you look pretty wasted. Fun.
You look wasted.
I was. I really
you
was.
Were like brutal.
Anyway. Before we start, does anyone have anything they want to talk about? Because I don't really...
Like, don't say what you want to talk about. Do you have any... I guess not. Dylan, do you have anything you are wanting to bring up?
In particular, not really. I haven't thought of anything.
Perhaps Star Wars. Perhaps we should brainstorm a bit, like right now.
Well, I've got a thought that could lead into some stuff. So...
Could? I can talk about pets for a bit. I have some news on one of my pets. Actually, I have news on both of my pets, but I can talk about pet stuff for a little bit.
Yeah, may as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's fine with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
We don't have any pets.
I'm so glad you freaking agree with me.
I don't count her as a pet.
Fair enough.
Sorry, that's fine. Second. I need to finish doing this.
Destroy it.
Anyways, if you have any questions, just like personal message me.
Fire the wee man.
Just DM me, guys. Hit me up in my Discord channel.
Yeah, because we're expanding.
We do Twitch live streams every week.
I totally do a live stream.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be great. We could probably do a ridiculously entertaining live stream if we were all three together. Like, we ridiculously fun live stream.
We could do a fun live stream. What do you mean, like, gaming?
I don't know. Playing a game, talking, whatever we did. But we could do a really, really fun one if we were all three together.
Like, I think our best episode that we recorded so far was...
When we were
together. The one where we were all three together.
That was like, fun. The hardest one to record. Like, <probably. laughs>
because of me. Sorry.
Which is probably why it was our best one. Is because we were screwing around like retards the whole time. Or I think one of us was.
Shut up!
That was probably the most fun one, at least, to record.
I had a really good time with that one. It was hilarious.
I know. So I'm probably going to cut it in.
Yeah.
So I'll just say right now, welcome back. This is episode 11, I believe. We're just going to start...
Yeah, that was a nice little conversation before.
Yeah, conversation before we get started.
But that's the episode starting conversation, right?
In case you guys wonder what we talk about before we start the recording.
Yeah,
we kind of chit-chat. Pretty much what we talk about during the recording. Probably a little more crude most of the time.
Yeah, a little bit more crude. Maybe a bit, just a bit more natural.
Well, that's not good. It's no good at all.
Oh, this isn't right.
Anyway, Connor, open up your Diet Coke for episode 11.
Oh. Okay. Three. I'm not going to count down.
If you spray Coke all over my phone.
I'm going to.
Ooh, pretty crispy. Nice.
That rivals episode, what was
four.
It?
Four. You should know this by now.
That was a pretty crispy one. Pretty happy with that.
I'm going to go back and listen to episode 4s.
I think, like, this one was better, honestly.
So I need to go back and listen to it to, like, refresh.
Really? Yes.
We need to, like, write the timestamps down of whenever Connor opens his Diet Coke.
Right. We need to...
Did you open one on the first episode?
No, he didn't.
I don't think so. You know, the first episode, I was thinking about this the other day. The first episode was kind of a weird one.
It was a little weird.
Like, we were trying to figure it all out. We had Taylor there with us, and we weren't sure if she was going to stick with us through the whole thing. And so we, you know, it is what it is, I guess. But
I think it turned out all right. We've made an episode, or 11 episodes now.
Yeah, and then we kind of tried to structure it a lot. We tried to do, like, games and segments, and it just didn't feel right. We were taking a lot of time away from the actual conversation, which is what we, I think, what we wanted to start this for was more just to kind of talk.
Yeah.
So we kind of, in case everyone was wondering, out of our like three listeners, in case anyone was wondering why we stopped doing our top fives. That's why, just because it was taking away from the conversation.
Yeah. And when we started this, again, like Connor said, what we really wanted was to record our good conversations and, you know, upload them somewhere. And I said this, I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, but me and Dylan once had like a 4-hour conversation on Skyrim politics. And that was awesome.
It was such a fun conversation. It was actually ridiculous.
I don't remember how it started, but it turned into like a debate of Imperials versus Stormcloaks. Dylan was for the Imperials. I was for the Stormcloaks.
It was pretty good. Like, we had so much fun with that.
You know what? That would be a really fun idea to do for the podcast. So we get two people who think like two different things. Do you guys remember back, like, this is years ago, Dylan, you came to our house back when we lived in Orchard House.
Oh, the debates?
The debate. We did one that was Starkiller versus Darth Maul. Uh-huh. And it was you, Dylan, it was you, Taylor, and Cade who were listening to me and Kyle go back and forth. I thought Starkiller was better, and Kyle said Darth Maul was better.
And I very vaguely remember this, like very vaguely.
And we would go back and forth, and we would debate and rebuttal, and we literally had our things like written out on paper. That was so much fun, and I think that would be fun to do on the podcast to try, or at least try it. Try to. And I know I was just talking about like all the structured stuff. We kind of wanted it to be off the cuff, but I think it'd be a fun idea, just kind of like what we did last week with the game, or yeah. We thought about it before. You know,
just a thought. Maybe every 5 episodes we do one.
Yeah.
That would be great. We'll have to think about it. It's probably going to be Star Wars or sci-fi
or fantasy. Almost definitely. Something like that, yeah. Along those lines.
Or food related, like Diet Coke is better than whatever. I don't know.
That would be really fun, though. Yeah. I think we should. It would be a lot of fun. I want to try it.
Yeah. Well, let's maybe start every 5 episodes. We'll do one.
So what do you think, like on 15? Episode 15?
15.
Oh, that's actually on right now. We're on 11.
We're on 11, so 4 more weeks and we'll do that. Connor, you said something about food. Speaking of food, I have food related news at my job, because my job is food. Not really promoted, but I was given the position of chef apprentice at work. And I think my boss said he wanted to speak with me. So I believe that would be him.
His boss now has a new apprentice. One far younger and more powerful.
Yes. Actually, I found this out. The guy who's going to be training me, I'm the last person he's going to be training before he retires.
Oh.
I found that really, really cool.
You do know you have to kill him by the end of your training, right?
we call it retirement, but really, I'm just going to like shit it.
You're going to shit
him? How it's supposed to be.
It's a big shit.
A big shit.
No, it's not a shim. It's just a kitchen knife. Yeah.
Steak knife.
Steak. Ugh. That'd be hard.
It would. A lot.
That would really be horrible.
Yeah, but.
Any knife being stabbed into you would be pretty horrible, but a steak knife would be extremely painful.
Oh, yes. Actually, I heard about someone being stabbed in the head the other day. Try working that out. Like, how do you get stabbed in the head? It's all bone.
Kyle.
Well, I mean, if you hit them hard enough, it'll go through the bone.
If it's a sharp enough knife and if they're going at enough force, it's definitely going to go into the brain.
Well, yeah, they survived.
Yeah, people have survived getting the shot in the head.
No, but you're missing my point. They got stabbed in the head. That phrase does not make sense. Because, yes, with enough force, but...
This is going to turn into one of those debates we were talking about.
I have a feeling the knife would break before the bone would.
The skull isn't that hard.
It's good for deflecting, like, smaller stuff. But for a full force swing with a knife, like, that's going to... That'll crack through bone. It will.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I found that statement to be weird.
Well, I find you to be weird.
Dylan, you said you had some pet news.
I do.
Change of subject. Stabbed in the head. Hey, pets.
Yes. So we decided today, my family, we have to get rid of our cat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because she keeps peeing in the front hallway. And she's just like started doing it randomly. We're not really sure why, and we can't get her to stop. and we're gonna be moving at some point. And so we're like, we don't really want to take her with us to then start doing that in the new house. Mm-hmm. So now we gotta get rid of the cat. So we're trying to get rid of her in the next week or so. We're gonna put up a post on somewhere. My mom's gonna do it, but we're gonna put up a post on somewhere. So getting rid of one problem creator, I guess.
Yeah. We will take her.
That's sad.
If our landlord let us have pets, we'd take her.
Oh yeah.
Give her to you. But I'll ship her down in an Amazon box, like poke a hole in the top.
That would be awful. Dude, you see that Gus Johnson video about the postal service? Yeah. Just imagine the cat being in that box.
Kyle, that's horrible. He tries to kick it under a car. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He also pees on it.
He's like, you're worthless.
And they're like, NBA, not NBA. What's the baseball version of the NBA? Like the acronym. Is it the same?
MLB,
Major League Baseball. He like pitches it to the door and puts a cone next to it.
You remember the first Ace Ventura?
Because I have, yeah, when he's got
the he's like turning it around, he's kicking it, just glassing it.
I got a package for Raven.
He's shattering the whole time.
Yeah, that's great.
Hello, I'm looking for Raven Gold.
In the clean pair of shorts.
Oh, great.
Anyway, Dylan, do you have any more pet news?
I guess my other pet news, my dog just had a surgery. So she is still fine. She's recovering from it. So nothing super special there. She's just all moany. Mm. She's like 12 years old now. So she's a bit old for having surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's all right.
You were moaning at 12 as well, I remember.
Yep.
We didn't know him at 12.
I'm still moaning.
You're still moaning. Yeah, loser. He's 20. Of course, he's still moaning.
Yep. To be fair, what 20-year-old is not moaning?
I'll tell you when I get there.
Yeah.
Well, I will have to tell you. You'll know. But
tell you in a couple years.
Hmm.
It's like several decades, you know.
It's really weird to think that I'm going to be 20 in 2 years and I'm legally able to get married if I wanted to.
Nice.
I'm never going to get married, knowing me, and I'm also never going to move out. So,
classic
move. A basement will materialize under this house, and you will just be down there. Mom and Dad will have moved out by that point, but you'll just be still in
the basement. New people move in and like, what the crap is this guy in the basement?
It's like, you know, that
comes with the house. Don't worry about him.
You know, I think it's the end of season one or the beginning of season two of Avatar when they go to the secret tunnel. But instead of secret tunnel, it's secret basement.
The whole song about it.
I love the song the guy sings. It's amazing.
It is great. Danielle really likes the end of the episode. He's like, guys, I remember the end of that song. He's like, and I told her, I was like, me and Taylor used to quote that all the time. Like,
I remember
to do that all the time.
One of my favorite characters is Sokka, especially when they're like, they go to the fortune teller village, and the one guy, he's like, can your science explain why it rains? And he's like, yes, it can.
Sokka is amazing. He is my favorite. I think I told Connor this. He's my favorite, comic relief character ever. Is Sokka. He's fantastic.
I actually saw something the other day that said he mastered, like, instead of the elements, he mastered the four fighting styles of, or he learned the four different fighting styles of the
tribes.
The tribes, yeah.
That is really cool. I didn't know.
Like, he was a master of the water tribe style. He learned from the Kyoshi warriors, so the earth. I don't remember what it said about the air.
He just farted a lot.
No, that was from his, when they went to the air temple where all the people, like, they had the gliders and stuff. He learned to solve stuff without fighting, so that was kind of like the air mentality or whatever. Because he learned to master the sword from the fire dude.
He mastered Sokka style.
Learn it! You're a wizard.
Anyway, you know what's weird? Have we had an Avatar discussion yet?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen Avatar in so long. I would need to watch it again before before we talk about it.
I'm a few episodes into season two, and I haven't watched any more since then.
You fool. I've just watched all of it.
Dylan watches three seasons of Avatar in...
less than a day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Easy mode.
Easy mode engage.
Like, somehow all the seasons to actually watch them takes longer than a day, but I somehow do it in a single day.
Yeah.
What? Like, that's physically impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible.
It is weird how fast you watch stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've talked about this already. I'm a binge watcher.
Yeah, we've spoken about Dylan's somehow speed running of everything he watches.
You watch an hour and a half movie in half an hour.
Somehow. Who knows? But see, I'm like that with games too, games that I play. When I sit down to play a game, I don't just like play little bits at a time and go between different games. I sit down and I kind of just play one thing and then I'll swap to something else and then go back to the other thing. I don't like do little bits at a time. I sit down for long periods of time to just like finish stuff.
Right. So, yeah.
I see that.
For it's me, just the way that I am.
For me, it's more like I'll play one game for an extended period of time, like a couple weeks or a month or two, and then I'll switch to another one once I get tired of that one. That's how it happened with Destiny. I played Destiny so much, and I burned out of it. And then we started playing. We played some Sea of Thieves. We played Halo. There's a few others that I don't remember, but we played all sorts.
See, what's weird is I'm not necessarily a completionist. Like, I have two games that I've like completed every achievement on. One being Destiny 2, and one being Skyrim. I nearly have. I'm one achievement short on Destiny 1. But anyways, I'm not like a completionist. I don't really care if I like 100% complete the game. Taylor, she's like that. She sits down and she plays these games, and she like even games she didn't like. She didn't like Fallen Order, and yet she like completed everything in the game. I'm like, why? You didn't even like
it. I know. If I don't like a game, I'm not gonna sit down and complete it.
Exactly. I told her she should play it. We had an extra copy that a friend gave me, and he didn't realize I already had the game. I told him that, but I guess he didn't listen. But anyways, he gave me an extra copy, and I was like, well, just take it, Taylor. Go play it. You know, see if you like it or not. She played it, and she's like, she told me a couple weeks later, she's like, I didn't even like it, but I completed everything in the game. Like, what are you doing?
That is honestly such a Taylor thing to do.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Fallen Order. I wish that there was a bit more free roaming. Like, you were able to go, like, you were able to go to all the planets, but the story was very, like, railroaded. Like, you have to go here to do this,
yeah,
to do this, to do this. And it just, the story itself was very linear in its progression.
It's
a THX. Okay, well, get off the keyboard.
What? Did you hear that?
Connor's sitting next to the keyboard.
Okay, wait. Listen
to this. Hold on. Shh, shh.
Doesn't that sound like the THX?
That's pretty much
it. It does, yeah. Not quite as booming, though.
And you need, like, about 10...
needs to be about 20% cooler.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an old reference right there.
That is an old one. Do any of you know what that's actually from?
I do not.
I feel like I used to. I don't know why I think it's Tails from Sonic who says it.
Yeah, I feel like it's Tails. I don't remember.
Wait a second.
I seem to think we like looked it up at one point, but really don't know. I can't remember.
So when Sonic Boom came out, the horrible remake of the Sonic show, yeah. I can't remember it's Tails from that show who says it.
Was it? I've never watched that show, so I wouldn't really know.
I only watched it. Well, I say I watched it. I didn't watch it. Cade was watching it, and I just happened to be in the room. And you know when it, you know it's in the background, so you hear everything, and then like you're doing something else, but you still look up and kind of watch it.
Yeah, buddy, I'm trying that.
And then Kate gripes at me for saying, "Hey, you watched this video like 3 times in a row." And he's like, "You're not even watching." He's like, "But I'm in the room. I can hear you and see you watching it. I know you're doing it, but I'm here having to listen to it." Connor, can you please get off the keyboard while we're recording?
Thank you. Trying to show off your skills.
This is a mistake trying to record in here.
Please. You know what, Kyle?
It's amazing, but focus, please.
Oh, thank you. That's what I was waiting for.
Ooh,
so impressive.
Record,
oh,
record you on the piano and do that as like the outro music.
Welcome to Piano Time with Connor. Part of the show where Connor comes out and plays the piano.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I love it. It's awesome.
Oh, man,
part of the show where Connor comes out and plays the piano. That's so good.
Oh my gosh.
That was, you know, I've grown up watching that, like from VeggieTales. And I, not until I was older did I actually understand what he was saying and like why it was funny.
I know, when you're young, it makes sense. He's like, oh, it's the silly song time when Larry comes out and sings a silly song. It's like, yeah, that's what he's going to do. It makes sense. But now it's just kind of like, it's redundant.
It all adds up.
Connor, if you can play the ending theme of Star Wars Episode 1, where they're in the reception of the parade. I will be very, very impressed. He's gonna practice it. If you have it ready for next week, we'll play it. Well, you can play it next week.
Oh yeah, you better be jamming on that piano.
I'm not. wait, hang on.
If you dare play Megalovania, I'm gonna hurt you.
I can't. You know what? If that song annoys me so much, no. I don't think I would even...
I'm just kind of over it. I'm just kind of sick of it at this point. Like, okay, give it a rest.
Now, if this song had played during the Sans fight, heck yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Played during what?
Darn you.
You what?
No, I didn't forget it. Never mind.
What
did you say?
What did you say to me? Why are we still here?
Nope.
Oh. Just to suffer. Just to suffer.
It's a sitar.
Ooh, do I need to know what that is?
Did I say you did?
No. What the heck?
You okay?
He's just messing around with the keyboard settings.
That's my hamster.
It's hard to think of other conversation topics.
Oh, that sounds
actually,
disgusting.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Dylan, you are a big Halo fan.
I am.
And that is more a statement than it is a question. How many, like, throughout in a Halo timeline of, like, let's say Halo 1 through 5, right? So Halo 1 through 5, how many Halo rings actually existed at any given time? So, like, during each game, how many rings existed in each of those games? Because I'm curious.
Well, for most of them, let's see. Halo 2. Halo 2 is the only one, is it? No, because Combat Evolved has 7, right? Until you blow one up.
Right.
Then Halo 2 has 6. Halo 3 has Halo 3 has 7 because the Ark makes another Halo ring that you then destroy at the very end. Again, it's the replacement for the one you destroyed in the first game.
Yeah.
So there were 7 in Halo 3. ODST, that was during Halo 2. So what did it...
6.
It would have had 6. Halo 4 would have also had 6. But that didn't take place in the Halo ring. So that's just kind of... They were just kind of there. That was on Requiem.
Right.
Halo 5 would have had 6 again. Halo Wars and Halo Wars 2 both had 6. So I think it's 6 for most of the series, except for Halo 3 and Combat Evolved.
Right, cool.
I see a lot of very big rings.
It is. I seem to remember. Well, the ring worlds were made to be like humongous, like nature reserves.
Yeah.
And there was one, I read one of the Halo novels. And in it, they spoke about sending one of the rings through a wormhole to avoid destruction, but it was too big, so they had to take out, like, half of the segments, so it's far smaller than any of the other Halo rings. And I think that's the one you play on. It's one of the ones you play on, I'm pretty sure.
The Halo rings, they were originally, I think maybe one of them was constructed in this like really large format, but because they weren't building them at the site that they were supposed to be in space, they would build them and then like send them there through a portal like you're talking about. But since it was so big, they had to make the rest of them small. So they shrunk down the really big one, and then they made the other six as like smaller versions, more compact versions. So there's only ever been seven, I think. There may have been a point when there was eight. I'm not sure. But yeah.
So when you blow up the Halo ring in Halo Combat Evolved, is that the biggest one?
No, I don't believe so. They seem to vary in size. There was a thing in Halo 2. You can see it really well at the Halo 2 anniversary, I believe. I think it's like the last cutscene in the game. It shows like all seven rings on like a hologram. And they're not, you'd expect them all to kind of be like the same thing, like copy and pasted, but they're apparently like all made different. There's some smaller and there's one that's like really big and bulky. So it's kind of weird.
Well,
I don't know that it's necessarily the smallest one that you destroy in Combat Evolved. I'm not entirely sure. They're all roughly the same, like, they're all roughly the same size, just some vary a bit, I think, in, like, the width of the actual ring, but not in, like, the circumference of it.
Yeah. Well, the rings are, like, they're a doomsday device, right? They're built as weapons to destroy the universe.
Well, yeah, they're built to, the idea of them is they destroy everything that's biological. They get rid of biomass because the flood used biomass to continue to grow. So if it kills and destroys all the biomass, then the flood just die out. It doesn't necessarily kill the flood. It just starves them. So then the flood die out. And then the idea was after a long enough time of everything dying off, then the like automated systems from the Forerunners would then repopulate the rest of the universe by putting different species back on certain planets because they had them all stored up on the rings. They had all the genetic data and whatnot. So they would like restore the people groups. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Halo lore gets a little bit confusing on the old stuff.
It is very, like, some of the Halo novels are such deep dives into.
Yeah.
Like that one I referenced where they talked about the Halo ring, that was a Forerunner novel. So confusing because the way they wrote it.
Yeah.
Is just, oh my gosh, it's so, it makes the Silmarillion easy to read, basically. If you ever tried reading the Silmarillion, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I have literally read, like, maybe 20 pages of the Silmarillion, and I just, like, I was like, I don't have the mental capacity to do this right now.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is mentally taxing.
Who wrote it?
Tolkien.
Did he?
Yeah.
It was the,
for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that was the prequel to the beginning of the world, basically.
I tried reading The Hobbit like three times, I think, and I couldn't get past the part where all the dwarves start showing up at Bilbo's home. I couldn't get past that. Like, it was literally every time a new dwarf came in, the different colors of the coats that were on his coat stand. And I was like, why am I... Like, now there is one blue one, one white one, two brown ones, and a black one.
So how many apples does Johnny have? It's like one of the word problems.
It just turns into a math problem. It's like, what?
But it's true, though. By the end of that like scene in the book, when they all show up, it goes to his coat rack, and it's like, oh, so now on the coat rack, there's like, and he names off all these different cloaks. And like,
oh my gosh, why do we care?
Now, I have to say, try reading the first Lord of the Rings book. It's freaking weird because there's a lot of stuff that's not in the movie, particularly the stuff with like Tom Bombadil.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I read that and I was like, what is happening? I've made it like halfway through the second book. And I literally, it's just like a haze. I don't even know where I am anymore. It's everything is so blended together. I couldn't tell you what happens where. It's
Yeah. Did you actually read all the books?
No, I've only gotten halfway through the second book.
Oh, okay.
I need to start reading the second book over again because I can't remember anything that happened.
Yeah, I barely managed to eke out reading all three of those books. The reason the Return of the King, the last one, is the longest book. The chapters are so long, and it was a grind to get through. I finished it because I was like, I have to finish it.
But by the time I was done, like a weekend project trying to read one chapter.
Yeah. Well, see, yeah. I really want to read Return of the King because that's my favorite movie ever. And I know it's going to be different in the book, but, you know, still the same basis. So I'd really like to read Return of the King, but I just need to get to it. Like, oh my gosh. So yeah. Hard.
Well, you were saying that there's
so much.
Because it was real.
That's a Hobbit movie.
There was stuff in the first book that was different than the movie, like all the stuff with Tom Bombadil. That's my dad's favorite character in Lord of the Rings is Tom Bombadil.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. You can actually get him as a character to play in the Lego game for Lord of the Rings. But obviously it's not in the movies.
Yeah, well, but do you remember when they meet Treebeard and he's like, we lost the Entwives. In the first book, they go through, like, there's a forest on the edge of the Shire. They go through it, and that's where the Entwives live. Or something like that.
Oh, what?
And also, there's like, Frodo leaves the Shire, but before he leaves, he like goes for like 3 months to stay at like a different house in a different part of the Shire, and that's how he escapes the Ringwraiths the first time. He goes and stays there before he leaves for Bree.
Yeah, that was really weird for me, was the whole leaving the Shire bit, because I'm so used to the movies, you know, they just like pack up and go, but it's like months that they're still in the Shire before they leave. And I think the book does such a good job of really showing how long of a time frame this actually took, because over the course of three books, at least in the movies, that was like a year and a half of worth of time that it covers. It kind of makes it blend together a bit much, but it was a really long time. And the books do such a good job of showing that there was so much more time involved in how far they had to travel and what they did and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the same for The Hobbit too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was like a year or 2 years that Bilbo was gone before he came back, which is why everyone thought he was dead.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they waited like that long before auctioning off all his stuff.
Kind of surprised. He came back at a really good time, by the way.
I know.
like the day of
my spoons.
A day later, and he would have come back to absolutely nothing in his house. But yeah, so. I had something I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I love the little details that Tolkien puts in the books that you don't see in the movies. Like, when they first get to Bree, there's this, like, ugly, mean dude peeking over his...
That's rude. Well,
they describe... It was this ugly dude, and he's peeking over, his fence or his hedges, and he's making jokes at the hobbits. And the pony they get, what did they name him?
Bill.
Bill, yeah. It's that guy's pony. Because he was treating the pony bad, and they're like, Sam is like, I'm not going to stand for this. I'm gonna take that pony. And like when he leaves, one of the hobbits chucks an apple and it hits him in the face.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, well, it's like a big procession. They're leaving the town, and Sam just turns and hucks an apple at. I don't remember what this guy's name.
See,
was.
See, I really should know this, but like I said, that whole first book is just like a haze. I don't even know what I read anymore. Except for some various little bits about Tom Bombadil, because it stood out so much because it was so weird, and I never heard any of that before.
Yeah, there's like a full two chapters on Tom Bombadil. They're just like in his house and the stuff. Like the weirdest part, like when they go to when they see Treebeard, the stuff they drink, it goes into such detail as to like, oh, what it tasted like, what it does, what they felt like. It's like, what?
I feel very in the blue right now because I haven't. Like I said before, I tried to read The Hobbit and couldn't get past like the first two chapters. So I think I don't know.
It is a very like in-depth.
Maybe I'll make that my next goal is to sit down and read The Hobbit and then The Lord of the Rings and then The Silmarillion, because I'm not reading that first. There's no way.
No.
Oh yeah, The Silmarillion is something you read after it. I think I don't even know.
Is it something you're even supposed to read? I don't know anymore.
I don't know. I mean,
Is it necessary?
I mean, I can tell you anything about the Silmarillion. It's not really going to spoil anything. Like, I'm just going to say this. There's a dog who will... He's prophesied not to die till he's spoken three times. And this dog is, like, the size of a horse.
Kyle, you're spoiling... You're never
going to... You just ruined my entire life here, Kyle. Entire book, spoiled.
How dare you? How dare you?
But, I mean, it sounds awesome because, you know, the start of the Lord of the Rings timeline... is like dragons, and not like little tiny Smaug dragons. I mean, like dragons as big as mountains. They're freaking huge, mm-hmm. and it's got Balrogs and giant tree
things. Oh yeah, there was like
ridiculous 12
different Balrogs.
And Gandalf's like this weird angel type thing. It's crazy. Like holy cow! Yeah. And I really want to read it.
Well, but... okay, so here we go.
Wait, Dylan, what are you eating?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you could hear that. I'm eating Gobstoppers.
Ooh!
Sorry, I didn't realize you could hear me chewing on it. I don't know.
No, I can. I heard like a spoon or something.
But yeah, in the Silmarillion,
I don't know.
There's the top dude who's like the god of creation or whatever.
Hey, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
I actually don't remember what his name was.
Amen.
And then his children are, like, they embody the different aspects of stuff. And they, like, the way Middle Earth came about is songs they would sing into existence.
So in layman's terms, it's like that one story arc from the Clone Wars where it's, like, the light side and the dark side are the son of this, like,
not,
force.
Well, kind
character.
Of, but not really. There's, okay, so all those
If you still haven't seen that episode, then we have no luck for you. You're out of luck.
You can just click off. We will not be offended if you don't listen to the rest of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you're into Lord of the Rings, keep listening.
If you made it this far, God
if they're like truly into Lord of the Rings, they probably hate us for not knowing what we're talking about. So
yeah. Hey, at least it's not Star Wars, okay?
Hey, yeah, they're lucky. They're lucky.
And yeah,
you
yeah,
guys should be different. Thanking us right
you
now.
You wanted us, okay?
Anyway,
all his sons and daughters are good, except for one, and I believe his name is Melkor, and he's the one who started...
Sounds like a bad guy.
He is the bad guy, right?
Sounds like a really bad guy.
How do you have a name like Melkor and not be a bad guy, right?
Yeah, okay, well, that was his first name. One, like, all of them had a name change.
How do you have a name like Dylan and not be bald?
Ooh, I can't even argue that one, you know? Whatever.
But his name changed from Melkor to Morgoth, so whenever they talk about Morgoth, that's him.
Oh,
and so those are all like the big spirits, and then there's the smaller spirits. And I don't remember what they're like, what the spirit is actually called, but that's what like Gandalf, Sauron, all the wizards are. That's what Sauron was.
One of these days, we should do like a we should do like a reading of the Silmarillion.
Oh my word! Where is that?
Like an hour and a half reading of the Silmarillion.
And this reading is from chapter 27, page 2, paragraph 3.
But no, like, emotion. Just totally, like...
Like Hugh from Final Space.
Yes, exactly like that.
Yeah. No emotion. That would literally be torture for me.
Be torture for everyone here.
Oh, hey, we get through it, though.
How about that? That's what they do paragraph. In, like, torture chambers. They, like, they pull up the Silmarillion and start reading it. The person, like, starts sweating, and they're, like, breaking down.
You get
like, I'll talk.
Please
stop my mom.
Chinese water torture. Or reading the Silmarillion. Cover to cover. In one sitting.
You fool. It's like the thing on, you put it right in front of them, like, you hold it open, you get, like, the toothpicks. And put it in there.
Yeah,
their
yeah.
Thing, and like hold their eyes open so they have to see it.
No!
You will become a Lord of the Rings lore master.
We're very morbid people.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm totally fine with that.
Let's do that. Let's read like one paragraph.
No!
Next week. No, just one paragraph randomly from the book. I'll open it. Pick one, and I'll just read that paragraph.
Where is
I think I have it upstairs.
I'm going to go look for it right now if you want. As long as we're on the subject.
Hey, do you want to?
I think I have it.
You go find it. It should just be on my bookshelf somewhere.
Okay. I have like a stack of books behind me, but I have no idea where it is. I may actually sit down and I may actually sit down and start reading The Hobbit tomorrow. I'll probably take it with me.
Yeah.
Actually, I started reading while Connor's gone. I started reading a new book series. It's relatively interesting. It's called, the first book is called Spellslinger.
Okay. And
it's kind of like the Black Clover storyline. There's a guy who wants magic. He knows everything about it, but he doesn't have magic.
Okay.
I haven't finished it yet, but he found it.
Who writes the book? Who's the author?
I actually don't remember right now.
I don't know his name.
Okay, so just I'm going to open up this book randomly. And just Connor, read a paragraph. I'm just going to...
Please be out of a dragon or something.
Connor, you open it. Give me a spot. Actually, that's how far I read in that book.
How about I'll just read it?
No, just open it. Let me read it.
This is going to be like... You're going to pick like the paragraph that like spoils the entire thing. It is one paragraph.
One paragraph. All right, here we go.
There the eagles laid her at Baron's side and returned to the peaks of Chrysagrim and their high
Eries.
But Juan Juan right there. H-U-A-N.
That's pronounced Huan.
I'm saying Juan, I don't care.
Juan
came to her, and together they tended Baron, even as before, when she healed him of the wound that Curufin gave to him. I'm sorry, guys.
You lost me, eagles.
But this wound was fell and poisonous. Long Baron lay, and his spirit wandered upon the dark borders of death, knowing ever an anguish that pursued him from dream to dream. Then suddenly, when her hope was almost spent, he woke again and looked up, seeing leaves against the sky. And he heard beneath the leaves, singing soft and slow beside him,
Uncle Iroh. Leaves from the vine.
Leaves singing soft and slow beside him, Luthien to Nuviel. I'm guessing that's Elvish. And it was spring again. Wow. What a
brilliant summary. Eagles, Juan, poison, death, awoke, looked, leaves.
Pretty much.
You caught up. That's how we do things right here.
Welcome.
Ah. Yeah, I'm a little worried about having to read that.
It is very confusing. All the names are just ridiculous.
Kyle just corrected me on like three of those names. I'm like, I don't care. You guys were laughing at me for not pronouncing them right. I don't care.
I probably wouldn't pronounce them right either, so I'm not too worried.
Eagles can look straight at the sun.
Well, let me.
It's not. I think it's in there somewhere, but I have no clue.
I'm going to read the appendix. Oh, please. These notes have been compiled for those who. I'm just kidding. I'm going to do it.
Gosh. Yeah, that the Silmarillion is a very like, it's a very in-depth story.
Is Tolkien's first book and his last?
Yeah, because it's the first book in the series technically, but it's the last one he wrote.
See, that's the thing about Tolkien and Lord of the Rings, though, that's so awesome, is because he writes like that, the world building is astoundingly good. It's like,
oh, it's phenomenal.
It's incredible, because there's so much that's written about such small details that you really wouldn't care about normally, but in the larger context, there's so much that's known about this universe because of how much he writes about it. Well, even though there are still things that are like super hazy and whatnot, you know, there's a ton that's written about.
Sorry, Connor. 1 second. Like the white tree of Gondor. That's the last tree of that kind. That was part of for lack of a better word, a race of enchanted trees. And like for centuries, they had been planted around Gondor, and then what happened? No, right? Okay, so there was the two big trees that were like the sun and moon trees. Now, that's what gave light to the universe or the world or whatever. Those were destroyed. This sapling, the white sapling, is the same one you see in Lord of the Rings, the actual movies and books.
Right.
That's the last like vestiges of the two giant trees put into this one. Or something like that. I don't remember. It's very confusing.
You were saying earlier about... He was saying earlier about... don't judge me. Sounding like an old man.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at.
So,
Anyways.
We were saying earlier about the world building. Before Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings. He literally wrote the Elvish language and then wrote like the Lord of the Rings trilogy around the language. And I thought that was really cool. Like, I don't know anyone in my life who would be that devoted to a fake world that he would sit down and write a stinking language.
Well, when Connor told me that the other day, my immediate reaction was, who just sits down and writes a language? Yeah. Who does that?
What the heck? I seem to remember reading something or seeing something that it was like a school project. Or like
some
like
school project
for his, or like for his English class or his like degree or something, he had to do something and he decided, oh, I'm gonna write a language.
So for my English class, I'm going to write something that is not English.
I don't know. Literature class or
whatever. I guess technically he would have learned a language, so I mean that kind of helps for school, right?
It's like, yeah, it's like I don't like learning any of the normal languages. I'm just gonna.
I don't really like learning Spanish, so I just made my own language. I thought it was better. Right?
What languages do you know? Well, I know English and Elvish. Like, wait, what Elvish?
Yes, Sindarin Elvish. Learn it. I made it up myself. Would you like to see it? Get the manuscript. That's called
Saka style.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
It's crazy. My mind is melting with all this Lord of the Rings information.
My mind melted a long time ago. So.
Deal with Star Wars stuff easily, but Lord of the Rings, I like Lord of the Rings. I like the movies. I like the characters, everything. But after a while, I just cannot like function anymore. There's just so much.
It is very taxing stuff.
Like, yeah, again, even like extended universe Star Wars stuff, you can handle so much of it. It's easy to understand. Lord of the Rings is difficult to understand.
That's literally why I only stick with canon Star Wars, because I just... If it's Legends, I'm like, okay, well, this is going to fry my brain, and it didn't even happen, like, in the actual universe that counts.
Yeah, so thanks, Disney.
I'm not going to bother with it.
Thanks,
I clicked on a video,
Disney!
I clicked on a video yesterday. It was a Star Wars video, and it's like, all right, guys, there's another, like, story from Legends, and I just, like, skipped past it and went to the next video. I'm like, you know what, I don't even care.
So, speaking of Star Wars, and I know this is, like, our last little bit of the episode, but who's excited for this season 2 of The Mandalorian that should be coming out in October? I was going to say next
in
month.
In October, really? I didn't realize
I
that.
Think, I thought it was October. It's the end of the year.
I'm super excited.
I can't wait.
I can wait longer.
I want some, like, new, good Star Wars content,
I know. The Mandalorian is the best thing to happen to Star Wars in a while, I think.
Kathleen Kennedy just announced recently that they're not, after, like, The Mandalorian and whatnot, they're not going to put anything else out for Star Wars, because she said that there's already so much stuff in Star Wars that people, like, books and comics and shows and like, lore on the internet and everything, that people can look into and get into, so they don't have to they shouldn't be expecting any other like any new content, I guess, which I think is a good idea. Like, there is a crap ton,
and I think that's total crap, because Star Wars is one of the best selling brands in the world, and there is no way that they're just going to stop using it. They're remaking old Disney movies in live action just because they need more money. Like, there is no reason for it.
They're in production for another trilogy of Star Wars films to come out in, like, 2025, 27, and 29 or something like that.
I mean, a new Star Wars game is about to come out. There's no way they're not doing more with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a continuation. It's going to be something different from the Skywalker saga, because that's done.
Thankfully.
But, like, give us, like, Old Republic or High Republic.
That's what they're doing. It was, Oh, did they call it the High Republic? They put out, like, a trailer for it or something a while back.
Yeah, well, I thought High Republic, that's, like, in Legends, that's, like, the New Republic.
I can't remember.
You know what I was thinking about earlier? They need to make, like, a show or a movie explaining what happened in between episodes 6 and 7. Because you literally see that Ben Solo is a Jedi. Luke has his own, like, Jedi school, right? Leia did training. She had a lightsaber, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, Leia was a Jedi.
Like, I want to know what happened.
That would be so cool. That would be literally the best thing they could do. Right,
it was like one of those weird shower thoughts. You know, I was like, man, why don't they do that?
That's the thing as well. You know, we were talking with Thomas on our episode here. We were talking about, like, Legends Luke and how awesome he is. He was just such an incredible character in Legends. But the thing I would love to see is I want to see that, like, portrayed in the movie. I want to see Luke, like, in his prime. Like, when he makes that Jedi school. I mean, I want to see him at his, like, absolute best he's ever been at in a movie. Especially now, because with all the CGI and stuff, it's so much easier for them to make these, for them to do these more epic and large-scale things.
Oh, so, yeah. And I think I think Thomas got it right with the casting. Sebastian Stan as Luke. I think he would be.
Yeah, awesome. I totally see that.
There's a picture. There's a picture that they photoshopped the faces onto each other.
Yeah,
I could not tell who was who.
Yeah, it was incredible,
uncanny.
So, it would be great. Yeah, I would love to see it, but
I could definitely play Han Solo.
Disney, hit me up. You know,
or Chewie. I think I'm hairy enough.
I could play Chewie.
You're more like Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, of course. How could I forget?
How could you forget?
Classic character.
Classic.
I could be R2-D2. I've got the shiny dome.
No, you could be Mace Windu. Either Mace Windu or 3PO.
There's a lot of characters I can apparently be.
You can just play everyone. Like Mace literally remake Star Wars, but Dylan is every character. I'd watch that.
That movie.
I would.
Dylan, you like that one scene from episode 3 where Mace Windu comes in and is trying to arrest Chancellor Palpatine. You're like all four Jedi standing there. You're like Emperor Palpatine, you're under arrest. It's just your face.
You're like, I am just in it. Not yet.
Great.
Yeah.
Need to like do a dub of the entire movie and just Photoshop my face on every character.
Oh, but it's not a good Photoshop. It's like one of those like weird backgrounds, like green screen backgrounds.
Great.
Every time you move it, like it like phases in and out of existence.
That would be great.
It'd be so funny.
I'd watch it.
I don't know who wouldn't watch it.
Sign me up.
Wake me up.
Save me. We were
great.
Me and Dylan were playing Halo last night. Oh my word. Me and Dylan were playing Halo. It was Halo 3 ODST. And me and Dylan have kind of this thing where we both love music from like movies and shows, like cinematic music sort of stuff.
Mm.
Me and him both love, especially like Star Wars and especially Halo. So we were talking about like some of the music, and I was talking to him on the phone, so I had my earbud in, and I had to go do something, so I was like, hang on, I'll be right back, so I just muted myself, and I walked away, and Dylan was like, I wait for no man, and then, like, a couple seconds go by, and he's like, Mombasa Street's music waits for no man. I laughed so hard. I was crying. It was so funny.
The thing is, I didn't know he could hear me either. I thought I was just talking to nobody. And then he comes back and he's like laughing at me.
Oh, Mombasa Street music waits for no man. That's why Dylan sent that meme last night about the Mombasa Street music.
Yeah, I made that after we got off.
That was so funny.
Yeah, what they really need to see is they need to hear us playing when we play games together, because it gets ridiculous. We are like maniacs.
We were talking about before we started like doing a live stream, but it's just audio of us playing games.
My gosh, it'd be fantastic.
That'd be so good.
Just nothing too serious. Not like Siege, because that would just be
calling
stuff out. But, like, if it was, like, Battlefront 2, like, even the old one, or Halo, just something that you can sit down and kind of goof off with.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be something else, dude.
Yeah.
It'd be so much fun. It'd be hilarious.
Mombasa Street's music wakes my
That's where the best jokes come from, is when we are just in our element playing games. That's where the real jokes are.
Dylan said it last night. One of the characters said, grab your gear, shut your mouth, and prepare for combat.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dylan said, I need that on a sign put on my bathroom door.
Oh, that's great.
Prepare for combat drop. Grab your gear, shut your mouth, and prepare for combat drop.
Oh, my Lord.
That's so funny.
That's fantastic. I will somehow, some way, find a way to get you a poster of that.
You better. It's going to be great.
Guys, he's going to draw you. Like,
it's just going to be the crappiest drawing.
Laminate it.
Oh, man. You know, it's the picture of awesome. From Despicable Me. I see it on the toilet with the moon.
It's just that on the toilet.
It's just that picture, but it says prepare for combat drop.
It was great. We were cracking up so much last night.
See, that's the thing, like when I feel like when that's kind of how our relationships differ. Obviously, me and Kyle have a brotherly relationship, so we hate each other constantly. Dylan, you and...
Ow.
I just threw a card at me. I hate you.
It's a five of spades. It's amazing.
Yeah, Kyle just threw five spades at me.
Ouch.
You know,
seven hearts. Just casually pulls out five cards and spades and just starts chucking out.
The actual card and spades.
So, like, me and Kyle have a brotherly relationship. Whereas, obviously, like, we're all able to have kind of serious moments with each other. I think we're good enough friends to do that.
Yeah.
But
some of the stuff me and Connor talk about gets deep.
It's weird.
Very deep and yeah. Strange.
But Dylan and Kyle, I feel like you guys have more of kind of like a traditional friendship where you guys just like, you know, you talk quite a bit and you'll check in on each other. Whereas me and Dylan, it's like,
chaotic.
It's like we are like that. Like we're like kind of, I feel like we do have a good friendship, but then again, it's also very, like Kyle said, like chaotic. Like
yeah.
We joke about everything. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe
nothing,
it.
Nothing is sacred. Everything is a joke.
Honestly, yeah.
So we can't help but make jokes.
That's why I like the podcast so much, because I feel like this is
the best of both worlds.
This is the time when I can have a conversation with Dylan without it being like a joke or something stupid. So that's like Kyle was in bed and I was on the Xbox talking to Dylan, like right outside the room, because that's where the Xbox is. Right outside Kyle's room.
All I heard was muffled going.
It was so, and so I was with Dylan, everything you just heard about, like, a bear for combat drop in. My boss would choose music wait for nothing. That's like, that's the whole time we were on. Just like jokes like that. And, you know, it's, I don't know.
So good.
I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's hilarious. Yeah.
This is no probably way. The best friendship we've had ever.
10 out of 10 would friend again.
I'm going to unfriend you just so I can re-friend you.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how I roll, dude.
That's how much I care.
I care for you.
I care for you.
I was thinking that, too. That's what I was thinking of.
No words.
What SNL skit was that from? What's the name of it?
It was, I can't remember. It was like acupuncture or something.
Okay, I was trying to think of the name of it earlier, but I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, if you look up like SNL acupuncture, that'll come up. It's like, Dr. Chin, what do you think?
Everything's good. Love it.
So
no words. Only clasps.
I think probably my favorite SNL skit is the one about Gleiss.
Shut up.
That is
so embarrassing.
And my favorite SNL actor is Bill Hader. He wasn't on that Gleiss one, but Bill Hader is my all-time favorite SNL.
Bill Hader's hilarious.
What's Bill Hader?
He's the guy that was the chef on The One with the King.
Salted, you moron!
I'm gonna put you in your soup and you're going to die! That's
the salted bit is the best.
Salty, you moron! Chef! Bring me some food! Because that's all you're good for!
That's how I feel. That's my job.
I'm gonna come to your work and yell at you like
that. I'll just hear a voice shouting from downstairs. They'll be like, okay, hey, who is that? Weird guy downstairs who wants to talk to you.
I kept saying it the other day, and I don't think anyone knew what I was saying, but from that skit, there was one part where he was like, excuse me, where he was saying at the end, after, spoiler alert, after the taste tester dies, the guy's like, Chef, did you try and poison me again? And the chef's like, I'll never did. So I was saying that like all day the other day. Like,
did you never try to poison me again?
And no one knew what I was saying.
Well, what I remember I'll never tell from is the Avengers hishy for like the first Avengers.
Yeah.
What did you run away up to? I'll
never tell. Okay, he is definitely up to something. I was like,
I love the hishy videos because it's some of the times it's like, yeah, well, they could have just done that. Why did they do that?
Hishy videos are hilarious. They do such a good job on those.
It was, right?
I know, yeah. Okay, so we have a giant deck of golf cards. It's like three decks of cards. And Connor just put his thumbs through it and made it into like the Star Trek symbol. He just holds it up to his head. And he's like, look, it's Star Trek.
We take a picture of that.
I can't. Oh my gosh.
I can. Oh my gosh. I'll crop that down. We can put it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Send me a picture of that. I want to see it.
Look at Star Trek. It's
Star Trek. I think we need to wrap it up before we descend any further into madness.
Or we
do a special edition of the show where we all wake up at like 2 in the morning and play some Siege or something.
That would literally be the most unproductive video.
If we want to wake up my entire family, then sure.
Honestly, I think Dylan would probably still be awake at 2.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably be just turning on a movie at 2 o'clock. Like, let's get started.
Funny, because me and Kyle have started to get up early for work. Like, me and Kyle's been having to get up at like 5:30. I've been having to get up at 5:30. And I'm like, whenever I wake up, I'm like, Dylan's probably still awake. Probably didn't even.
It's true. I had one night, and this was off of what I normally do. My sleep schedule got messed up. I can't remember what reason, but it got screwed up. And I was awake till like 6:30 in the morning. So Kyle got up for work and he sent me a Marco Polo. And I replied to him and I was like, I haven't gone to sleep yet. I was like, I'm getting ready to go to sleep as you're getting up for work.
So I was walking from the car park where I parked. I have to go over a bridge and I was sending him a Marco Polo of the sunrise because it was so cool. And I'm on the way into town and I didn't get his Marco Polo till I was at work. So I couldn't listen to it. So I listened to it that night when I got home from work. And I was like, yeah, I didn't go to sleep yet. And I was like, it confused me because I was like, wait, you were awake then, but you hadn't got it. It confused me so bad.
Yeah, it was a weird day.
But it's going to actually I have to get up earlier now because I'm at work at 6, not 6:30.
Oh, wow.
Which is so much fun.
I mean, I'm not used to be it. I used to have to be to work at, I started at 7. So I would get up around 6-ish, but.
Well, because I was going to the gym to shadow some of the coaches for the 6:30 class. So I was getting up, I think the earliest I got up was 5:40. But even then it was, and honestly, I genuinely like getting up early. There is something about it that is beneficial to you. The Bible never says anything bad about getting up early. In fact, every time getting up early is mentioned, it mentions, well, I don't know about every time, but it's always positive. And normally it mentions like wisdom, and it never says anything good about waking up late. Like it always talks about sleeping late is, you know, it's for the slothful and everything.
The Marco Polo I sent Dylan this morning would beg to differ about being wise.
I mean, I was going to say, I was like, it's not making Connor any wiser. So
literally,
shut up.
Okay. So I have to get up that early.
Shut up!
But, like, I was up this morning. Actually, What happened this morning? I got up that early because I was going to get ready for work, and I checked my messages for work just to see what there was. And one of the messages was a guy saying, oh, I forgot to... He messaged me 15 minutes after I fell asleep. I checked. It was like literally 10, 15 minutes after I fell asleep, so I didn't see it. And I see it in the morning at like 5:20. And it says, oh, yeah, sorry this is late. I forgot to tell you. Sam wanted me to... Or my boss is Sam. He said to tell you you're
off. Sam the Dragon. Yeah, party.
You're off. He told me I'm off today. I was supposed to go into work today, but I was off. So I was like, well, that's great. And I just went back to sleep. But I sent a Marco Polo to lunch at like 5-something in the morning.
Today?
Yeah. And I don't remember if I got up and went to the bathroom. I got up for something and left the room. And then when I came back, I went to bed. I don't remember a word of what I said in that Marco Polo. I have no idea what I was talking about.
He told me that, and when he sent me another one later, and he's like, I have no idea what I said in my previous Marco Polo.
I was like, I'm sorry if I said anything. I was like, I have no clue. But it is nice to get up that early because, like, you get up, it's so dang quiet in your house.
Yeah,
it that is the nice. Nicest thing. Getting up that early, nobody else is awake. I'd love to be able to get up that early and go down to my like living room and just sit and chill.
It's great getting up early. I used to. This was a long time ago, like 6-7 years ago. When I was going to the gym with my dad, and we'd get up at 5:30 and be at the gym by 6. Mm. It was great. I loved it. I love getting up early, but I'm just terrible about setting a routine because I love staying up late. I love just laying in my bed and watching stuff and games and stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
So well, I suck at going to sleep at a proper time.
Well, I know what you mean. I have always been a night owl, and I think that's because I have FOMO. So I never wanted to miss anything.
It's true. I have one quick story that. Like being a night owl, we were going with the Sturms on a road trip, and there was an opportunity for us to get like 3 hours of sleep before leaving because we stayed up so late.
We had to leave at 3 a.m.
Yeah, we had to leave at 3 a.m. And every time we were there, we stayed up till that time. So it was either you just stay up anyway, or go to sleep and get 3 hours. I chose to go to sleep and get 3 hours of sleep with I think it was Brianna, AJ, who all went to sleep.
Well, Brie had work.
Oh, she did.
So she wasn't going because we went to Dollywood. We went from Ohio to Tennessee. And so we went, we got in the van. We stayed up watching, what was it? Haters Back Off on Netflix. And it's actually a pretty funny show. Like that was back in 2017. We were watching it. So anyway, it was me, Brianna, I think Cade. And Emily. And we all stayed up watching Haters Back Off, which was great. And I honestly think that if I had gone to bed and woken up at 3, I would have been way more miserable.
Oh, definitely.
But I will say that night when we got back from the amusement park, I remember we stayed in a hotel. Mm-hmm. I don't remember going to the room. I remember getting on the bed and AJ was studying his Bible, and then I remember being downstairs in the lobby the next morning.
I think
I blacked out.
I don't remember coming back from the theme park. I remember like standing outside the room and going into the room. I don't remember what the room looked like.
See, I remember that, and I remember Noah was trying to make me laugh.
I think I did.
All I remember was I got on the bed and I was kind of on my elbow.
And I think I like, you were in the lobby.
I think I laid my head down. I don't think I'm genuinely trying to remember if I changed my clothes. I think I did. But the next thing I remember is I was downstairs in the lobby. I genuinely don't remember waking up, taking a shower, packing my stuff. None of that. I was so stinking tired.
Moral of the story is you don't need alcohol to have memory loss. this is 2 years ago.
I heard that staying up for like 3 nights is like the equivalent of being legally drunk. Like it has the same effect on you.
I mean, it feels like that after staying up for a bit longer than you're supposed to, especially with like Ross Burgess.
Oh, my word. Can't say your last names, remember?
That is
no last name.
Yeah, my bad.
Birdcage. We call him Birdcage.
anyway, I don't know. Yeah.
So I can't remember how we. Oh yeah, we were staying. We're talking about staying up late. But yeah, I genuinely, it's something about it. Like when I have to get up early, it's hard for me. At least the first 2 days, probably, because when I get up early, I don't go to sleep. I'm not one of these people like Kyle who can just like lay down and be asleep in 15 minutes. I literally, if I'm not tired, I will lay there for hours just trying to get to sleep.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
So I have to like have something wind me down. Like I'll read a book or watch a video or something.
I mean, I'll usually read it before I go to sleep.
Yeah, but I can't do it. I can't. So whenever I have to get up early and I've been staying up late, I normally only get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And I think I function fine off of probably 7. I function pretty okay off of 7. Yeah.
I mean, when I have to get up early, I usually plan my sleep schedule so that I get about 8 hours. Just so like I know I'm getting enough sleep. I might not feel like it, but I'm getting enough sleep and I can get up early in the morning knowing I've slept good.
There's one CrossFit athlete who sleeps average like 10 hours a night. And she makes a point to do it. Like she calls herself, she doesn't call herself, but everyone calls her the sleep queen because she sleeps so darn long.
I thought you were going to say like she only sleeps like 2 hours a night.
That's what I was thinking.
No, if you're on, like, if you're a CrossFit Games athlete, you have to be on top of your nutrition and your sleep. I heard that like sleep is almost more important than your nutrition. If you're not getting enough sleep, your performance is not going to be good.
As a guy paid $2,000 for the mattress, and he gets better lumbar support from a freaking rope.
Yeah, I'll stop picking those brambles out.
They didn't have a lot of gear, did it? We're descending back into madness again.
I'm going to sit my mug down right here. Oh, it's okay. That was a guy from work.
That's your favorite mug. Like, oh, that was a guy from works.
Yeah.
Hey, Carmichael, are you grilling? Oh, yeah, that's fine. I can wait.
I didn't think someone would get this sunburn after 5 p.m.
I made eye contact with that guy 2 whole times. Oh my word. This has actually been this is one of the best episodes yet, I think.
we're rambling.
I'm loving it.
Lord of the Rings for most of it. The last like 16 minutes has been pretty on point.
If they make it past the Lord of the Rings, which
yeah, that's the
you'd have to be like pretty out of it. I think.
I mean I
would be asleep.
I imagine most people don't like sit down and like turn their phone on and just sit staring at it. While they're listening to it, I'm
just like in a dark room, just staring at the phone. It's not even on.
The phone is the only illumination. You're watching the seconds tick by, listening to these three idiots just speak. But like, I imagine they're doing stuff, so you can be pretty brain dead, not really listening at all when we're talking about Lord of the Rings. But when you get to this point, you better listen.
Thomas the Tank Engine, I think he said that he listens while he's at work, so he's got that for him.
If I listen to stuff at work, I get in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
They have a radio at work, actually. No, we're in Rebels. They turn. Well,
that's
they have
lucky.
A radio.
We've got an open kitchen, so we're not like so that like, we can see all the customers and everything that come in,
and you can watch them pick apart.
Honestly, I really wish we had a closed kitchen.
Well, you're not working there for much longer, are you?
Hopefully, I don't have another job.
Has anyone got back to you?
Nah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, no, I know. I was curious and I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's actually about it. I'm talked out.
Well, you can go get a life while me and Dylan make more jokes.
Yeah, me and Connor have I don't know if Halo specifically, but we have a game session planned, so
yeah,
it's about to get real.
Well, yeah, I need to do that. I need a game session.
No, yeah, we do. It's our time.
Well, I'm hopping on when you're finished, regardless. So.
Wait,
it's our time to shine.
We're not going to be finished until noon tomorrow. He's got...
He's right, you know.
We have you and me at the gym at 8 in the morning, don't we?
I'm bringing the Xbox.
I was going to say, like, pick that bad boy up.
Yeah, all right.
Get a little, like, get one of those red little trolley. What do they call them?
A dolly?
I don't know. A wagon.
Oh, yeah, a wagon.
The wagon.
Pull that bad boy along with TV and Xbox in it.
You know how some like vans have like the TVs in the ceiling?
We should go like the Xbox to that thing.
Oh my word.
Siege on that. I can't see anything.
I was always so jealous of people who had those, like on deputation.
They're not that great.
They really would have been. Like if you think about it.
Yeah, but
the amount of movies we actually watched, because we had like these little headsets that would, not headsets, we had these like.
They were like portable TVs. They'd strap onto the headpieces of the chairs in front of us.
Yeah. So we would watch movies, but. Whenever we got into someone's van, vehicle, and they had one of those things that just like popped out of the ceiling, I was like, man, it's so cool.
Or it was like built into the, like actually built into the
ceiling. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Built into like the headrest.
Do you know how many times, like, the latch on the one that closed, like, you'd open to put the disc in, but we had to close it. We had to put a rubber band or something around it because it snapped.
Yeah, so like the top half of the screen you couldn't even see. So we'd like argue about who got the screen that
it
worked.
It used to be like, oh, who gets the control screen? And then I was like, oh, who gets the screen that actually looks
good? And then we would like choose whoever wanted to see the good screen. We'd choose to sit behind the person who had the bad screen so that you could kind of look over and see the TV that was the good screen from the back seat. Yeah.
But the one that actually worked, like the one that didn't have any controls on it, I think that was the one.
That was the good one.
No, the color had faded out of it. Like the color on that one was crap. It actually, like, you could see the screen because there was no rubber band.
My point is even more sound now that I wish that we had one of those things, those built-in TVs. Yeah. Our old van, like, our Kia, what was it? Whatever it was. Our
Sedona.
Kia Sedona. It was a horrible van, but it had one of those things, but it didn't work. So my dream almost came true.
Yeah, we just had ones that strapped on the seat rest. Or the headrest on the seat.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called.
You just had those. Strap on, plug in your headphones, watch a movie through them. You can watch them separately, though.
What was, like, your go-to movie? I seem to remember ours was the B-movie for some reason.
We watched it a lot. We had a lot of movies to watch.
There was Underdog, Ice Age.
Oh, we watched Underdog a lot.
Man, Underdog was a great movie.
We watched Bolt a lot. Cars movies.
Mm-hmm. We're like the same. Those are exactly the movies that we would watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff though.
Over the Hedge, we would watch.
Oh, Barnyard. Yeah. We love Over the Hedge so much.
Yeah.
Barnyard was good.
I think we should. Yeah, let's.
Okay. We talked about Barnyard the other day. Oh, Connor. I told Danielle I'm going to set her ringtone. As the do your thing. The set that is a ringtone. It's going to be great.
That's a great idea.
This
I need to say Dylan's to Mombasa Street.
Mombasa Street music works for no man.
Kyle, I'm going to set yours to the Grandmaster's Jams from Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I was talking to Taylor the other day, and I was like, there is nothing better.
Awesome. What's mine? Yours is the
Emperor's I haven't New decided routine. Yours yet.
You know, yours is Krunk's theme song that he sings himself.
It's just gonna be that. Just that part.
That's it. Oh
my word. Dylan, yours is the video of Chief dancing.
You can like hear him shuffling around in the background. Do you see anything?
That was the best part from that video. It's like, sure, it's funny seeing you do the dancers, but the fact that they put in the noises of the audio around.
So good.
I seem to remember watching a video that was like... Oh, that's what it was. It was the throne room scene from Star Wars, but without music. And it was like, people were like coughing and farting, and like you could hear all the footsteps walking down. And when they smiled, had like the nasty, like,
nasty. Yeah. I remember that. That's hilarious.
And when Chewie screams, it's rather than going like a Wookiee, he's like, ah!
It's actually a guy screaming.
Yeah.
I do remember that now.
Great.
That video.
It's like the band didn't.
I'm gonna send that I'm gonna send that to Graham. He will hate that so much.
Why?
He loves the throne room scene and he loves the music from it. It's like his favorite song ever. He's gonna hate that video so
it
much.
It sounds every time I hear that song, it sounds like the wedding march.
It does.
Yeah, exactly. It like the start of it sounds like the wedding march. So like,
that's gonna be your theme song on my
what, the wedding march or that song? The wedding march.
Obviously, you're married.
I'm gonna
right?
say you'd better play that.
The at wedding march.
Well, I mean,
you better play the wedding march. At my, no, you better play that the throne room song.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Dude, when I get married,
this is that.
When I get married, if I get married, my wife is gonna be expecting the wedding march, but it's just gonna be the throne room scene.
No, it's gonna be the
you're gonna show up in the costume that Luke's wearing. The yellow jacket.
Like the yellow jacket. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Your best man's dressed up as Han and Chewie.
Dude, that's so cool.
It's going to be me and Dylan.
I'm being Chewie. Yes.
The bald chick. Dylan, I feel like you are what Chewie would look like without all that.
Definitely. Definitely.
Wait, Dylan, you have a Chewie bodysuit, but we couldn't find the headpiece. So it's just a brown face paint.
Ew, that is nasty.
Ew, look! Like through the night, like all the lamps on you, it gets hot, starts running.
Lamps.
I don't know, like the lights so people can see.
Oh, okay.
Like not. Yeah, there's just a heat lamp 2 inches from Dylan's face.
I don't know what
I'm melting.
Like, church or wedding? I don't know what church or wedding would have like lights pointing at. Every wedding I've ever seen and ever been to has just been like normal lighting, like lights of.
Well, no, like Bryce's wedding, they had some lights up here that pointed to the stage. It wasn't like dark in the room, but they had lights up there.
So people were on stage.
I guess you're right.
Anyway, I think that's about it.
Oh, yeah, just real quick before you go, I just had a cookie minutes. Dough shake dropped off. So
nice.
Ooh, I made that bad boy.
Nice. Woo, cookie dough shake.
Yes. We have a. I don't know.
And the other.
I don't
I
know
got
if
some,
it's a store
I have some
that's
birthday
like. Cake I assume it goes to other places. It's called Crunch and Munch.
I think I've heard of that.
We have one here. Yeah, shut up. We have one here and makes like really good ice cream. It's pretty freaking fantastic.
Yeah. If we combine your ice cream with our local donut shop,
I want a donut shop. That's what we don't have here.
I love
donuts.
Dude,
come down and get some donuts.
Well, what I love about it is that it's a donut and coffee shop, but they just added in milkshakes. And I'm not talking about British milkshakes, which are like flavored milk. I'm talking about like actual ice cream blended up milkshakes. The best milkshakes I've ever had over here.
They have like twice your caloric intake for the day, but it's
worth it. Well, that's the thing with this so much is they just, you choose what ice cream you want and they just take the ice cream, stick it in a blender. Mix that bad boy up. They have like a wall filled with candies and cereals and stuff. And they're like, if you want this stuff, you can just dump it in your shake.
You had best get me like a cookie dough ice cream shake with Lucky Charms.
Get your butt down here and I'll take you and get one, you punk.
Do they have M&M's?
Yeah.
Because some of my favorite things, I think one of my favorite milkshake flavors is M&M's. Like, just, like, the frozen, crushed up M&M's in there. Oh my word. It's the best.
Why have we never frozen M&M's before?
I have.
When you eat them. They are frozen.
I don't even care. I literally eat popcorn kernels, so I'm pretty used to it.
It just chomps through.
I do that, yeah. I finish them off. Like, you know.
If they're half popped, I can do it. But if it's just a straight kernel, I can't
chomp
through it.
Those half popped ones are the best thing. If I had a bowl just of those half pop ones, I would be so happy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, so long as the skin of the kernel is split open,
yeah,
it's easy to eat. But if it's intact still, I can't do it. I can't bite through it.
I think I used to chomp down on those Mint Imperials, so
I eat Jawbreakers for breakfast. Just like crunch them up. It's my cereal bowl is just filled with Jawbreakers, so
Not Jawbreakers. It's just Jawbreaker guts.
You keep chomping into them, it just pours out of your mouth.
Ew!
What are the candies?
Do you remember the little like stick candies? And you're supposed to like you stick them in your mouth and you get them wet, and then you dip it in like the like powder.
Oh yeah, the
you remember
Fun Dip.
What was it called?
Fun Dip.
Fun sticks.
Fun Dip.
I call them Dip Sticks.
Dip Sticks.
Fun Dip.
Anyways, you remember like if you finished the stick and you still had the powder left, you just dump that bad boy in.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. I would use my finger in the powder first and get all of that, and then I would just eat the stick normally because that was my favorite part. I didn't even like using the stick.
I mean, can we talk about that for a second? The powder was just sugar.
Oh, yeah.
The stick is just sugar. It was all just sugar.
I don't know how I'm not 500 pounds.
It's best friend, right?
Except sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Candy.
I love candy.
I love candy.
I have honestly have been trying to lose some weight. Like, I love to lose, like, 10 pounds. And I went down, like, almost 2 pounds this past week.
I went down.
But I had, like, in this past, like, 3 or 4 days, I've had pizza and candy and
enchiladas
and milkshakes, enchiladas. Oh, my word. I can't stop.
I lost a kilo in about 3 days, I think. I don't even know how. Wasn't even trying. So good.
Is that a good thing?
I weighed myself the other week. Okay, so I weighed myself a while back, and I was at about 200 pounds.
You're a fatty!
A big boy.
Hovering around, like...
Yeah, sure.
Honestly, I... I weighed myself, like, last week, and I was at 207. Somehow.
Like, you are really tall.
You need to lay off the frozen burritos.
You have to think about that. You're really tall. So
frozen.
Like, I actually
they're chimichangas.
Chimichanga.
I'm trying to get down to like 185. Right now I'm like 1.
I've made a 85.
I'm trying to get down to like 185, I think, because that's like the right weight for my height and age and everything. So I'm trying to get down to that.
I think I weigh like 185 at the moment. Or no, not 185, sorry, 178.
Well, you're a skinny boy.
Skinny boy.
So
I was basically Papyrus from Undertale.
I was hovering around like 197 to like 200. And I was really proud of myself because I got down to 193 this past week. And one night, I normally weigh myself in the mornings. One night after I weighed myself, I got on the scale and I was 201 pounds. And I was like, good grief! What did I eat?
Bruh!
I was at 203, so that's good. I don't know how I lost 4 pounds, but it could have been the dump I took before I weighed myself.
But,
dude, I lost 4 pounds!
That's a pretty serious like dump, right?
Prepare for combat, drop. grab your gear, shut your mouth, and prepare for combat, drop.
Great.
I fought the fight, I won the war.
I won the battle and the war. The battle was getting there. The war was like, woo! Never been more stressed in my life.
he's just sweating.
Physically stressed. Every muscle in my body was tense. That's not the time to be stressed. Honestly, that's the time you want to be the least stressed.
That was
an
ordeal.
You need, like,
right.
You need someone behind you, like, massaging your shoulders. Like, just a little bit.
You're just, like, sitting on the back of the toilet. Like, you can do this.
You're, like, sweating.
You guys, like, I think I told this on the podcast. The story about when I was on the toilet and my cat cramped up.
You didn't tell that.
Yeah, that was the most, I've never felt more helpless. That was horrible.
No, you know what's worse than that is when you like the tendons in your neck seize up. I don't know if this is like when I'm yawning, I'm like not doing anything. I'm just yawning. And then as I'm coming out of the yawn, my neck will just seize up. And it's like,
you got like 5 chins. Like,
I don't know what the deal is.
And then you don't want to like jam it up because you think it's gonna rip.
Well, no, man, I get like stuck like this. This is the
tent.
It's like,
oh, all right. Well, you look like you have a seizure there.
I think it was Tim Hawkins was saying he had to reach back. So he was reaching back like this, and his neck seized up. It's like the same spot. And he said it felt like he got shot with a bow and
arrow. It's like
Kevin Smith.
Ah! Oh my word, Dylan, do you remember that? When we were
this is
going to
be
house,
our longest episode ever.
No, I know. When we were at your house, one of the first, maybe not one of the first.
I might
times,
fade it out at this point.
No.
No.
Just keep it
no.
And we watched a Julian Smith
video. Excuse me. And it was the reservation one. And I watched that thing
not. I know. Yeah.
Over and over.
Kong used to do that thing, video, and he still does it. Whenever he watches a video that he finds funny, he watches it. And he, as soon as it gets past the funny part, he immediately rewinds to just where the funny part starts. And he just does that nonstop. We had a video. Oh my gosh. Do you remember the stupid Lego clone thing about watched just a bit, like literally 3 seconds where they shoot the guy. We watched that like 30 times in a row, just nonstop.
It
was stupid.
Was this the clone one or the Lego Halo one?
No, it was the clone one.
It's the Halloween one.
I remember Taylor was even laughing at that. She was dying of laughter. It was hilarious. We were laughing our heads off at that. It was so funny.
And like, I love when he like, I think what she was laughing at was when he hit the wall at the back and the shelf falls.
Yeah.
The wall.
Yeah. That's what it was.
So funny.
So it was like so violent all of a sudden for no reason.
it goes from a trick or treat to a stick up real fast.
That's the thing though that I love so much. Like whenever I find a video that's funny, I will watch it until it's not funny anymore. And it just gets me. I don't know. That's something I've always done. Like Dylan was just saying that was probably close to 8 years ago that happened.
Oh my gosh,
and I still do that.
Yeah, he still does it. Not nearly as much. I don't want to say bad, but not nearly as much.
No, and my dad gets annoyed with me like during movies that like I have the remote because I'll like rewind videos that get me. Like I think I did it with Napoleon Dynamite one time. And my dad was like, "Oh my word, just let it play," because I was crying of laughter on the couch. Probably on the floor, actually. And my dad was like, "Just let it play." And I was rewinding this thing so many times. I don't know, but
it was the part where Napoleon's just in the desert running.
No, that's not that funny. one of the best.
My favorite bit of that movie is when the farmer goes to shoot the cow in the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
Oh, that is scream. That is probably my favorite part. When we watched that with you, Dylan, when you were here last. Oh my gosh, we kept rewinding that. That's one of those things that we kept rewinding over and over. Oh
my gosh.
It's so funny. So
good.
One of my favorite lines that I actually say quite a bit is when right after Uncle Rico throws Kip's steak at Napoleon when he's riding the bike past. And he like sits down and he's like, "How much you want to bet I can throw a football over them mountains?" I say that all the time.
Uncle Rico is great in that movie.
He's my favorite character.
He's so funny.
Uncle Rico's an idiot.
I like the part when like, Napoleon gets sick of him and he just like chucks a grapefruit at his van. He's like, he like screeches to a stop. I think that's my favorite scene from the movie. Is that his fight with Uncle Rico?
That one did.
He jumps over the fence and just runs.
He
falls over the fence, but then gets up. And
that used to be my favorite part when Uncle Rico screams in the van. But now I think my favorite part is when the farmer shoots the cow. All the kids scream.
So the first time I ever saw that bit, I was crying laughing.
The first time I watched Napoleon, I was confused the whole time. I had no clue.
The movie has no plot. There is literally no plot. It's like a big skit.
It's like if we decided to film a movie.
Exactly.
With all the stupid stuff we could think of.
It was filmed back in 2004, and I think
that explains a lot.
It was supposed to be set in Idaho. So, like, kind of out in the boonies, out in the middle of nowhere. So, I don't know. I loved that movie. My mom hated that movie. I know a lot of people who hate that movie just because it's so dumb. But I just find it hilarious that, I don't know, all the characters, like Kip as well. Kip is really funny.
You sent a meme the other day because I messaged you seeing if you were free to hop on
TV
or something. This just keep looking at the nachos. Oh, I'm busy.
that got me so bad.
So hard.
Come down here and hit me, Napoleon.
What?
I said, come down here and see what happens when you try and hit me.
Wait, Todd, like, what the heck?
I love when you like when the someone rings the doorbell and he's like, I'll get it. And then you're like slaps Kip and Kip's like, jeez.
That's
so good.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, okay, we've been trying to end this for like the past 30 minutes.
You guys need to go do your gaming session. You almost made it to 100 minutes.
Let's do it. We're 2 minutes away.
Yeah,
well, although, not really. I mean, I guess because you have to trim down the beginning of it.
I'll trim it a little bit.
It's 2 hours for us, so that's all that matters here. Make sure you put on the title for this episode, though. Be like, this is a really long one.
yeah, disclaimer, long.
Real long.
I'll just put long with like 17 O's.
Long.
Wouldn't that spell loon?
You're a loon.
Shut up.
not loon. Loong.
I know what you said, but I said loon. So shut your mouth. All
right, let's line this down. We got 30 seconds till we're at 100 minutes.
Also, okay, I was thinking about this because we've had on, I think, there has been a total of 3 guests on. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've had Taylor, Thomas the Tank Engine, and Andy Bernard. And we still have to have on mine and Kyle's brother. And we also have to have on Dylan's other sister. So what I was thinking is that maybe next week we can have on one of them. We'll decide after this episode. Session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can maybe come on next week just to kind of like spruce it up, you know?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Spicy.
So we'll see. But we don't want to, like, yeah, we don't want one every episode or every other episode.
No, I know, but like.
Because then how can we have these fantastic conversations like today?
Exactly. We need to have a good one in between every guest, and then we'll have a good one with the guest, and then we'll reboot for when we're all together.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll get it sorted, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know, well, I guess I'll close this out one for us. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you stuck here through the Lord of the Rings shenanigans, then props to you, I guess. Kudos to you.
Props to you. Thank you.
Anyways, we will have one of our guests on next week. Goof around with them, see what we do. Maybe we'll do something special. We'll have to talk about it over next week. But anyways, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.